Lolo.
It's nice to be, excuse me, it's been a long morning for me. It's nice to be here to be with you. And just want to thank you for the time the pastor asked me to come here to share the message with the church or with the Northbrook English congregation. It's hard for me answer him, say, should I do it or should I not do it? What should I say? You know? But without any words, I just told him that I'm happy to be there when you're not there. You know, give the word of God as God puts in my heart. And just want to thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to be here and to share God's word with you this morning. And before we start, shall we pray together? Father God, I just want to thank you that you are our Father. You're always gracious and you always love us. You're always with us and provide for us. And Lord, today we are here today to worship you in songs in many ways. As now, we will worship you in your word. And Lord, just ask that your Holy Spirit will anoint me with your word, with your power, so that I can deliver your message to your people today and to your sheep today. And Lord, I ask all this in your Son's name. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know what to prepare a dish for you. Maybe I prepare a moong dish for you this morning. It's a simple moong dish. I don't know. Maybe Pastor Bruce gave you guys a hot, warm dish every Sunday. But I'll try to put a moong dish before you to see if you are interested in having that moong dish, which is the Word of God. Now let me start by asking you, do you have a family time? How many of you guys have a family time? Oh, have family night? Anybody? I don't have either. I don't know why. It's just so busy for me, and I want to have a time with my family, a time with my wife, and a time with my children, so that we all can spend a night together, not get involved in all kind of activities from the outside of the family. But a lot of times it's very difficult to find the time to be with the family. And for me, with a lot of members in the congregation, it's not easy to find a time. When you want this time, the congregation want your time too, so it's hard. And I'm still looking forward before the season of spring starts. I'll find a time to see if we can have a family night or a family time together so that I could just spend that night with them, not worry about the stuff of the work at church or the work at with the members of the church. But that's what I'm looking forward, but I don't know what the Lord will have for me. If His will for me to have that time with my family, with my wife, my boys, that'd be great. In the same way, God has a family, and He wants a family time also. God is looking for a family time so that all His children will come before Him and will be with Him, and He will be with them, so that everybody will have a time together, a family time. So, let me take you to a Bible passage, a Bible verse, so we can all look at it to see what God says and what He wants us to do as a family of God And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. If you have your Bible, you can turn with me in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. This is what the Word of God said. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. In this passage, or this verse, it says that we shouldn't give up meeting together, being together with the brothers, with the sisters in Christ. And in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, this is what Jesus said. Matthew 18, verse 20. For two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. In the Word of God, God's will is for us to be together with Him. God calls you and me to be part of His family. He calls you to be His son, His daughter, His child. He called me to be His child also. And He wants us to be included in His family. When we are in His family, He wants us to do a lot of things, but we'll look at that in later passage. But when God calls you and me to be in the family of God, God wants to spend time with you. And He wants you to spend time with Him. And let me take you back to the Old Testament so that we can have a better look at when God wants to spend time with His child or His children. So we'll know that today or throughout the church age, God wants His family to be together so that He can be His family and all His children will be with Him. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 3, let's turn to it so that we all can read. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and 3, it says, by the seventh day God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day He rested for all His work. And God blessed the seventh day and make it holy because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. Well, right here it says that God created the universe, or God created everything and for 6 days. And on the seventh day, He rests. And the Bible says that it's a day for God to rest from His work. And at this time, if we look at it, God haven't asked, we could just say that God haven't asked Adam to rest. God haven't set the day or the time or a day for Adam to be with God. Because God has created Adam and all the animals and all the things in this world. And God rest Himself on the seventh day, because God spent all His time with His child, with Adam, throughout the days or throughout the week. But let me take you to another passage so that we can see the picture why God wants to be with spend time with His family. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 4 through 5, verse 21 through verse 23. Let's look at it. Exodus chapter 16. 4 and 5. This is what the Word of God said. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for the day, for that day. In this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. In verse 21 and 23, each morning everyone gathered as much as he needed, and the sun grew hot, they melt away, and then on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person, and the leaders of the community came and report to Moses, He said to them, this is what the Lord commanded, tomorrow is to be a day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake whatever what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning. Here we see a different, a different time, like the one in Genesis chapter 2. Right now we see that God brought the people of Israel out from the country of Egypt, or from being slaves. God helped them out, and God brought them out from being slaves for over 430 years. Because for those days, I don't know if they have time to worship the Lord, if they have time with the Lord, or the Lord spent time with them, or the Lord was with them, I don't know. But it says that when God brought the people of Israel, he brought them to where he wants, so they can worship him, so that they can be with him, so that they can rest from the labor. And now, along the way, along the journey to the promised land, the people complaining about food, about drink, there's so many things that they could complain about. God provided for them. God provided for them. And this passage we just read, it tells us that God wants to test his people. And God wants to make a day for the people so that they will know and follow, and so that they will keep that day. And the Lord asked Moses to tell the people that they will, God will provide for them for 6 days, and on the seventh day they shall rest and they should not do anything. So God instructed Moses to tell the people so that they will gather all the food that they want for 6 days, and on the seventh day they should not go out, because even though if they go out, they will not find anything left. And God wants them to rest on the seventh day. So here a passage, God wants his people to follow instruction and to have a time with him, because he wants them to know that he is God. He's been providing for them along the way, so they will know him, so they will honor him, they will worship him. But because they, a lot of times they don't follow his instruction, they don't do what he said. So he has to command Moses to tell the people to do what he told them to do. So he wants them to take a day off from their work, from gathering food, so they will have a time with the Lord, with God. And do you know that the people, do they follow God's instruction through Moses? Do they follow the guidelines? They didn't follow. Some people, they even went out and find some food on the seventh day, which they didn't get it gather enough for them for those 2 days. He has got instruct them to get more on the sixth day so that they will have enough for the seventh day so that they don't have to gather any more. But because they don't listen, they don't obey what God told Moses to, what Moses said. So on the seventh day, they don't have anything. They went out, there's nothing out there. And that day is supposed to be a day that they should be resting. They're not supposed to do anything. That's what command. And God made this a day. At this point on, God asked them to follow this guideline so that they will have a day off. And they will have a day so that they won't have to do anything on that day. And that day, they should honor God. They should respect God. And they should use that day to worship God and to do what God commanded them to do on the seventh day. So we know that in the beginning, God has no time. God asked Adam to have a time with God. First, God was with Adam at that time, and God was with Eve also. So this is a time that God wants us to know that when we have a family, we will have to have a day with the family. So with God, God wants His people to have a day off so that they can worship Him. But because they ignore what God said, they didn't follow on the day that they should rest. They went out. They didn't do what God said. And they broke the command, or they broke the rule that God wants them to do. They didn't follow the instruction. Let's move forward to another passage to see what we see this passage said. In Matthew 12, verse 3 to 8, let's read the passage so that you will see what I'm saying. Matthew chapter 12, verse 3 to 8, this is what it said. He answered, having to read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, he entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. And or haven't you read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple consecrate the day and yet are innocent? I tell you that one greater than the temple is here. If you know that these words mean, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Here, Jesus pointed out that because there's a problem. A problem because Jesus had with the leaders, the priests, the law, the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. But Jesus had a problem with them because Jesus did a lot of things on Sunday, on Sabbath day. So it comes to a point that his disciple and Jesus, they went out, and his disciple just picked up some grains at the field, and they ate it. And the people or the leaders from the Pharisees, they said, they're not supposed to do that because it's a Sabbath day, it's a holy day. They should rest, they shouldn't do anything. And that's what Jesus said, what I just read to us. And he mentioned to them that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the Lord of the rest. And he came to fulfill what the Bible said. He came to fulfill the Old Testament. He fulfilled his own word. And he wants to spend time with his disciple. He wants to spend time with his own. Why he's there with them. And he told the Pharisees that he is the Son of Man and he's the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the owner. He's the one who set the Sabbath day for him to rest. He set the day for his people to rest. He provided for them. He gave to them. But a lot of time, he told them that he's the Lord of the Sabbath. He can heal people. He can cure people. He can do a lot of things with the people. And he teach people. And there's times that when Jesus healed a lady, a man in the synagogue on Sabbath day, the leaders just complained. They said, "You cannot do this. You cannot heal people on Sabbath." But Jesus told them that. Why? Why shouldn't I heal these people? But Jesus healed them anyway. And I want us to know that Sabbath day is a day of rest. I know that you all know about this. A day of rest, a day that the Lord made for his people to rest, the people of Israel. And for us today, is this day still applied to us? Is this the day that we should be resting, which is yesterday? See, in the New Testament, Jesus didn't mention anything about the Sabbath that we should all rest. It's only the period of time that when God called his people out from Egypt, from Mount Sinai, to the Promised Land, until the time that Jesus came to be human on earth so that he can fulfill God's purpose. But Jesus didn't mention that we should rest. But why all the Christians, all the believers, all the followers worship God on Sunday? Why we worship, why we gather, or why we fellowship on Sunday, why we hear on Sunday? Because we know that Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, which is Sunday. And this day became a day that everybody honored, everyone honored, that Jesus is the Lord, has been raised from the dead. And we all want to have a time with the Lord. We want to have a time with our Master. We want to have a time with the Lord, Jesus. So we see that the Lord didn't command us to follow this. But I will not violate anything from what the Bible said. I will not tell us to, okay, go ahead on Saturday and worship God on Saturday. Okay. But I just want us to know that God calls us to be a family of God. God calls us to be his child so that we can spend some time with him. Doesn't matter what time that we should be with him. Do you know that God calls you to be his child? He put his spirit in you. He lives in you. And he is alive in you. Christ is alive in you. It's like the time that God is with Adam before the fall. He's always with Adam, with Eve before the fall. And they have the time with him. And now, as a follower of Christ, as a believer, we have Christ live in our hearts. We have Christ, we have God live in us. And we compared to the time before the fall, it's like we're going back to that time. But God's always with us. And we are his children. We are his family. So that time that we choose to be with him, we will come together and be with him. As a universal church, the unseen church, the invisible church, that individual person that follow Christ, that believe in Christ, we all come together and worship God on Sunday. At the local church, we all worship God on Sunday. It's a day that we spend time with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, with God. It's a time for the family to spend time with the Lord. It's a time that we all, we individual person, spend time with the Lord. It's a time that the Lord wants us to be with Him. It's a family time. I would say Sunday is a family time for me. I told my members that, I don't know why, but sometimes I work here at the church every week. Seems like, okay, there's nobody here. Only Pastor Bruce. Sometimes he's not here. All by myself. I said, I have all the church for myself, but there's nobody here. It's kind of lonely here. But when I have all the members and all the people here, and including the Northbrook congregation that are here, I feel warm. I feel warm. I feel like, okay, here's my family here, and there's my family coming next, and we worship the Lord. We worship different times, but we still worship. Set aside this time to worship the Lord, to have our family to be with the Lord, with God. And what do they do when we have the time with the with God? What does God want us to do? I will not go into much detail, but I'm just going to lead us into this passage so that the day of rest or the day of spend the time with God, with His family, this is what God's Word told us about the early church, the New Testament church, or the church in the Apostle Age. Let's read in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to verse 47. The time for His family or God's family time, this is what they did. Verse 42. They spent time to learn about God. They spent time to learn to know more about God or about Christ. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. This is what they did. They spent time listening to God's Word. Who's teaching the Word of God? The apostles, the disciples of Jesus. They're teaching Christ to the people. That's when they have the fellowship together. That's what they did. And now what do? Now we spend time with God's Word. We listen to God's Word. We have Bible study. Maybe the North will have Bible study on Wednesday night in prayer. Maybe some other nights. Maybe your family has a day that you set aside for Bible study. That's a time that you spend with the Father, with God, and you listen to His Word. Not a day that we listen, not to the apostle, but the teachers, or the elders, or whoever leads the Bible study, or learning about God and His Word. That's what we're doing. Next one. And they devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship. They have fellowship together. I like what you guys did, the Northbrook Alliance did. You can have fellowship after service too. You can have reception or a snack outside for everybody to fellowship together. And we were thinking about, okay, let's do that with the Hmong congregation too, so that we can have more time to be with each other, so that we will get to know each other. We don't know each other well. I only know all the members, but some of the others, they don't know the members. And some of the members, they don't know the leaders in the church, because there's too many people. And we don't have the time. The only time that we all together here, we just come in and worship the Lord and listen to His Word. That's all. Come here just to sit and listen and listen and go back home. And we don't have the time together. But here they fellowship together. And what you guys did outside the worship, I like that. And keep up doing doing that so that that will Joel have more fellowship together. And next one, it says, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. To partake the communion, to not just to eat and drink, not to just have food together or to reception together, but every time the church in the earth, at this time, they when they gather in one place, in a home, or in the temple court, wherever they are eating, they always remember to have the Lord's Supper, so that that will remind them that Christ died for them, and they all partake to remember His death on the cross and His love, and also symbols that everyone as a follower of Christ is it's one, not many. And they also pray. So the time for to be with God is a time to prayer. Okay, to be with God is to talking with the Lord, to spend time with Him. And next one, everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miracles, signs were done by the apostles. And this, when they pray, there's things happening, miracles happening, wonders happening, signs happening, because the apostles, they did those things. They did it in front of the congregation. They did it in front of all the believers. And I want to encourage the leaders of the church, or I want to encourage the church to open the front, the altar, for whoever wants to have a healing, we should give the opportunity to for them to come forward and to have a prayer and to ask God for His healing power so that He can heal those who have sickness or whoever have needs in prayer, they can come and pray for them. And they're all, and in verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. Okay, so they're all together in one place. They have everything in common. And that's what they always do at that time. And now we should do the same thing. And verse 45 says, selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had needed, Here, those believers, followers of Christ, they know that they have extra lands, extra houses, homes, whatever they have extra. They have no need to use it. They sell it, they donate it, they finance those monies, and they give it to the apostles. And the apostles give it to whoever has need. I don't know if you see this, but maybe you have brothers and sisters that they have needs. Not from the congregation, the Northbrook congregation, not just the Hmong congregation, but from the outside. Maybe some other people have needs. What do you have that you should sell it and give the money or give whatever you have to those who have needs? I know people have needs. When we come together, we do have needs. And look at those needs and fulfill those needs. And one singer, I think it's Keith Green, he said that the church should be the welfare of the people. And that's what they did. That's what they provide for the needs of the people. They actually they'll provide for them. And next, let's look at it. Okay, let me just point one more thing here. This talked about giving. Okay, this talked about giving and give whatever they have to someone else. And don't hold back those needs or those whatever you have. Don't hold those back. Give whatever you have, and the Lord will bless the things that you give, and He will bless you. In verse 46 and 47, it says that every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Here's, let me just put it in one word, is that they worship the Lord in songs, in celebration, in reception, whatever they did, they worship, but they're worshiping God. They're praising Him. They sing songs to Him. They enjoy each other's company. They share God's love to each other. And that's what they did. In God's family, I think these are some of the principles, some of the basic principles that they follow when they spend the time with the Lord. Spend the time with God. They know that it's God's time, it's their time with the Lord, and God is with them. And God is with them, so that they have everything in one. So let me just ask you this. What time do you consider as a time that you spend with the Lord? Do you have a time with the Lord? Do you consider Wednesday night, Sunday night, Sunday morning, a time with your friends, a time alone? Do you consider those times as a time that you spend with the Lord? Do you know that you are His child? Do you know that His Holy Spirit is living you? Do you know that Jesus Christ lived in you? If we know that He is alive in us, if we know that we are His temple, then we should spend time with the Lord. We should spend time with His family. As a family of God, we should spend time with Him. As a local church, we should spend time with Him. As an individual person, we should spend time with the with God, with the Father. So as a whole, as a universal church, we'll have a time with Him. It doesn't have to be on Sunday. It doesn't really have to be Monday, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, throughout your life. Spend time with your Father. Spend time with your Lord. And do all this and obey Him, and He will bless you. And may God bless you, and let's pray together. Lord, I know that a lot of time we just want to spend time doing something else and not spending time with You. A lot of time we spend time driving, doing our own stuff that interests us, that desires us much. And we lack of time to be with You in prayer and learning Your Word, studying Your Word. Spend time with the other person, the other believers. Spend time with the other congregation. Spend time with the other families. Lord, a lot of time, we just lack of time with You. A lot of time, the time that we have with You is a time that we're tired. It's a time that we know that we don't have anything to do. And Lord, that's not the time that You want. You want our hearts. You want our soul. And You want us to be with You. And You want us to be with You always until the end. And Lord, we know that one day we'll be with You forever. And now just the time that in the moment of we live in this earth, Lord, we just want to spend a precious time with You. Lord, today we hear the message. I just want to ask that You'll bless this congregation or this Your children here, so they will spend more time with You. They'll spend more time. Don't let other things distract them, so they will not have time to be with You. And as a family, Lord, ask us that You will help them to build a relationship like they're building a relationship with You, so they will have a time for the family. And as a family, they will have time for You. As an individual person, As a couple, they will have time for you. And Lord, we just want to thank you that you are our God, our Father. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen.